Very good afternoon to you. It's 12 minutes past two. You tune in to BBC Radio Leicester. Now, whether it's walking the dog or perhaps you enjoy a little run, or maybe you might like your exercise to be, well, a little more extreme. Well, have you heard about swim runs? No. Well, neither had I until this morning. But luckily for us, we've got swimming expert Dr. Julie Bradshaw, MBE no less, in the studio to tell us more. Very good afternoon to you, Julie. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, thank you, AD.
Come on then. Before we go anywhere, you've got to talk to me more, Julie, about your illustrious swimming career.
Yes, I've been at it now for goodness knows how many years. I started swimming when I was about 6 years old. My open water swimming began when I was about 12 up in the Lake District, originally from Blackpool. That was my training ground. I'd swam Windermere when I was 14, did the English Channel when I was 15. Four ways of Lake Windermere, and it went on from there. And obviously 23 years later became the world record holder for swimming the English Channel on the butterfly stroke.
It's not every day you meet a world record holder, is it? I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, we're going to talk about swim runs, but I mean, why is swimming, you know, why is it so important? Why is it so good for you?
Swimming is just an absolutely brilliant exercise. I mean, for example, when you're injured, people always say go into the pool, swim, do aqua jogging. It's an all-round exercise, exercises all your muscles and makes you feel good.
Well, there you have it. There's a new, I think it's a new sport, it's fair to say, that is sweeping the world, isn't it? Because it's been taking part all over the world. You've been instrumental in bringing it over to the UK. But first of all, what is swim running?
Well, swim run is, it's completely different, when I say completely, different than obviously your usual triathlon or duathlon. It comprises different transitions of various swims, various runs. But the fantastic and amusing thing about it is rather than sort of stripping off your wetsuit, you carry all your wetsuit, your floats, your hand paddles and everything all around you. And usually it's done in pairs. And when you're on land, you're usually about 10 metres apart in the water, 100 metres on land, and you have a little tow rope between you. And it's all about sort of cooperation, going with your partner, and most and above all, respecting the environment.
So it's a team sport, almost, if you will. You know, if you can join in with your loved ones or one of your best mates, whoever you want to have a tow rope round you, I suppose. I mean, what's the history behind this? Because it has been all over the world, hasn't it? And it seems to have only just really started to make noises here in England.
It has. I mean, it began back... Well, it all started off back in 2002 when some friends over in Stockholm actually had a bet on going from one part of Stockholm, because there's obviously lots and lots of islands over there, a distance of 75 kilometres to an island called Uto, I think that's the pronunciation. And it all derived from a bet. And 2 years later, the founders, Matt Scott and somebody else, decided to bring this into an event. And it's grown in popularity, and there's now roughly sort of 30 to 40,000 competitors doing swim runs all over the world. And this year, obviously, I ran the first UK paid swim run workshop with Mike, my colleague, who himself has done quite a few swim runs, including the OTIA in Sweden. He's done, as I say, he coached with me at the Bosworth Swim Camp this May, and it went really, really well.
Why did you get involved with it, though? What did you see with it that you thought, blimey, you know, like you said then, you've been swimming all of your life. What made you think, this is great, this is exciting, I want to get involved with this?
Well, I'd had a few inquiries about I want to, you know, improve swimming for the swim runs. And it was a colleague of mine who helps with the health liaison side of my business said, well, what about doing some swim training camps? And I thought, you know, that's a really, really good idea. And it came from there. I'd obviously had some inquiries and then got together with Mike, who does swim run as well. And we coordinated our efforts and experience and ran the Bosworth one in May this year. And obviously looking to do more and grow it with events. In fact, we've got just got access to the land, a secret swim run experience up in Cumbria near Windermere at the end of September. No details yet because it's just going to be finalised, but I'm obviously, we're going to be putting it out there, just a small sort of invite only. So yeah, just get in touch.
The ink's still wet. Yeah, we'll get the information on where we can, where people can get the information for that, certainly in a moment, Julie. But I mean, you know, it seems to be as well that the celebrities are getting involved now with swim run as well. Pippa Middleton's been seen doing it
all over. I mean, as I say, it's I'd love to take part myself. I've done obviously a lot of swimming. I was hoping to do some myself this year. Unfortunately, I had a car accident last year that's left me for 3 or 4 months, not been able to walk. So running's far from my mind at the moment, just being able to walk. But the people I see do it, it's just such good fun, setting the nature, respecting the nature. And all the events that take part are all in contact with the local environmental agencies. In fact, the one in Stockholm, they always say that the area after the race is cleaner than beforehand because people pick up any rubbish that's left behind.
I'll tell you what, you swimmers, you're a good bunch, ain't you? I'll tell you what, you're good. Tell me a little bit more, finally, about Get Set for Success. You know, this is mm-hmm. this is your business. You know, encouraging the next generation of swimmers and encouraging everyone to get into a pool.
Yes, my company now has been running, it'll be 10 years next year, Get Set for Success. As I say, I've been swimming all my life. It's all about motivating people and enabling them to get involved and improve, you know, motivate, enable and inspire people. And swimming is just a complete passion for me. And I love to see people improve and take part in such good events and the swim run. I'm just so looking forward to getting involved more and more people to come on board with it.
If people want more information, how do they go about getting it?
They can come get hold of me via my website, which is getsetforsuccess.co.uk, or even better still, get in touch with me via my mobile, which is 07 941 467 291, or you can give yourselves at BBC Radio Leicester a buzz.
You better give your mobile number out again. What was that again, Julie?
It's 07 941 467 291. So look forward to hearing from you all.
It's been great having you in this afternoon.
Thanks very much
Thank
for having
so
me.
Thank you so much for joining us. My thanks there to Dr. Julie Bradshaw, MBE no less, explaining to me, I certainly feel better educated about swim run, and, you know, I don't know if I fancy going myself, but it just goes to show what you can get involved with. If you do want any more information, then the best thing to do is probably go to your internet search engine and put in Get Set for Number 4 Success, and all of the information will come up.